What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God!
What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good vibes and variety. It's time for Disneyland tickets. Right now, take the word Halloween, H-A-L-L-O-W-E-E-N. And text it to our contest line, 20357. When you think of Halloween, think of Disney. They know how to Halloween. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and that'll put you in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, which is killer. A 4-pack, a 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel, and more. This hour's code word is Halloween, and our contest line is 20357. We're doing this now at allegedly 7:05 in the morning. And we're doing it all day, every hour on the fives through 6:05 in Jane's show. So Mason's got you all day. Jane's got you all afternoon. This part of the show is brought to you by Jambar, an organic, real food energy bar packed with gluten-free grains and no highly processed sugars or oils. Made locally, Jambars fuel your workouts and daily adventures. Pick up Jambars at stores like Whole Foods, Safeway, and Nugget Markets. Jambar. I like it. They did a big drop off just recently, like the Jambars.
Susan already ate all the ones I took home.
As she rolls her eyes.
Darn Susan.
At least it wasn't my burrito.
He only ate like half of that, right?
A few humongous bites, but
there was still enough left to fill you up. On TV tonight, episode 3 of Alien Earth is at 8 o'clock on FX.
So, try this show if you're at all into the alien world, because it's good.
And if you just like great sci-fi.
It's good.
It's really good. Like, I hope that responses to shows like this encourage more sci-fi, please. I want more sci-fi. Love sci-fi. So, it's also on Hulu, but it won't appear there, I guess, until 8 o'clock tonight. That was the way, like, it's not one of those things that dropped at midnight last night and it's just on demand now. As of tomorrow, it's on demand, but episode 3, Alien Earth, 8 o'clock tonight on FX. Then, I thought you would like this, because I know you're into the whole sort of craft of writing a song. There is a show that premieres tonight. It's called Songs and Stories with Kelly Clarkson. It's at 10 p.m. on NBC. Her first guests are the Jonas Brothers, and it's a 4-episode miniseries. Her upcoming guests are Gloria Estefan, Lizzo, and Teddy Swims. So it looks like it's a sit-down interview. They talk about songs, and they talk about stories, and then there's probably performances.
Did she quit her show?
I believe that she's not going to renew, but she didn't quit.
So she's still filming.
I believe so.
Her daily show, and then doing this is. I think
that's
neat.
I watch her religiously. I know it's such a cool concept for just, and it's only a few episodes. And if it's well received, I'm sure it becomes more episodes than that. Even, I mean, that's the thing that's really unique about her, even as a talk show host, like that she's an established artist outside of. She didn't have to do that. But she's got a great personality and she's funny, and that she act like you've said it a bunch of times, like, of course she sings at the beginning of her show. Like, you get to see a mini Kelly Clarkson concert every single day.
It's a moment where you see the people who are helping her put this together. Someone went, well, we've got to use what you're best at. We've got to.
Why wouldn't we?
Kelly-oke is an absolute must.
Yeah.
And suddenly you go, yeah, that person, whoever said that has to happen. And maybe it was her. I don't know. I don't want to take credit away from her. Maybe she knew but that's brilliant.
Yeah.
And goes to that, who's the James Corden and his carpool karaoke. Like, it's a perfect.
Right.
It's, yeah. Now you got little videos of her doing covers every day.
Every single day.
To push out into the world.
Right.
Smart.
And draw people back to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would assume that she was like, yeah, and also I'm a singer, so if we could, let's figure out some way to work that in.
Yeah, I didn't mean to take the idea away from her. I'm just saying it's smart people putting the show together went, let's use her best thing right out front.
Right. And a lot of musicians... She's incredibly well respected. And so she's one of the things that's been really cool about that show is that not only is she doing the Kelly-oke, and I'm not a devotee of that show. I'm busy when that's on, or I make sure I'm busy. So I don't watch it.
Garden's gotta be garden.
Somebody's gotta dig that hole. But she's got all these, you know, big stars come on, and she's done tons of duets with people. Like, that's been kind of one of the coolest things about it is, like, I'll see the clip the next day on social media, or it'll get, you know, I'll get a notification about it. Like, oh, well, let me take a look at that. She's always amazing.
I in particular am very fascinated with the creative process, whatever it may be, whether it's a guitar player and you hear all the way back the things that people used to capture a moment. And it turns into the Rolling Stones hit, whatever, where he wakes up the next morning after having been absolutely drugged. Yeah, completely a mess. And he's got a tape recorder there that he'd recorded the things he played on his guitar the night before, and listens to it and goes, there's a song. That's a hit. And suddenly, like,
what? Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That guy's a king of the lick, too.
It's all that kind of stuff that I really like, where someone is just tapped into what's out there. Right.
Almost like there's a level of ether out there where you know, if you've got a line to it, some songs are coming from that. All right. So there's that. That's Alien Earth and this new Kelly Clarkson thing, both on TV tonight. Taylor Swift releases the Life of a Showgirl album cover, a new one. After we had the little countdown, by the way, I think we have a countdown now on our site, right? This is for Jane's giveaway on Friday. So look for our countdown.
Jane scored the hot off the presses new album. Actually, it's probably not even pressed yet.
Right.
But
probably not.
We'll ship in time, you know, as that album gets ready to be released, it'll ship to you, I'm sure, right?
I'm sure. Right. Nobody's getting it ahead of time, except for Zoe Kravitz, but that's a story for a minute from now. Taylor Swift releases a new Life of a Showgirl album cover. She teased fans.
Is that the one where she's got her hands on the wall and her butt sticking out?
And the internet's not that happy about it. I know.
She looks smoking hot.
They say
on the internet.
A lot of people. The story is that there are people who are mad about it. Did she really have to do it like that? I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. So she's trying to push the wall down. What? She's bent over and they say her ass is too much. That's too featured. I'm like,
it's a side view.
Uh-huh. I know. When you walk down any beach, you're seeing full moons. This is barely a half moon.
I can't imagine anyone that would. I mean, maybe a parent of a young kid who's trying to say that this is your, should be your role model. But I honestly think that if she showed that to her partner, he would have been like, "You are absolute
that
fire
wall right now."
Yep.
Taylor Swift. Here's the quote, and this is. Let's see. What am I looking at? Daily Mail. Taylor Swift shows off her derriere and seductive new album cover, sparking a mixed reaction from fans.
She looks incredible.
I know.
And I'm not a Swiftie.
She, in the photo, Taylor Swift leans against a bare, pale green wall in a, they call it a sultry pose, arching her back and highlighting her butt. And they're calling it suggestive.
Bob's got her hand up.
Oh, yes, Bobby.
If you're ever interested in taking a sultry picture of yourself, I highly recommend this pose because it gets you all like, what's the word?
Stretched out.
Toned, you know, like flexed in all the right places. So you look extra attractive. Just
you, but you're
tip.
Not actually showing all that much.
Exactly.
I mean, it's it
She's
really,
not showing anything.
It's very flattering. But it's very suggestive.
You just said it though.
I don't notice
You'll
it.
See more on a beach you than you'd see oh my God, in, right I know. There. Absolutely. Yeah.
So anyway, you know, maybe there's parents groups that are bitching and moaning about it, but a lot of people are just like, did you have to?
She did. Look at that.
I know.
I'm sure that she saw that photo and went, well, there it is.
That's a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
And the life of a showgirl. I'm sure there's a gritty underside to the life of a showgirl. They don't have a lot of time. You know, they got to squeak one in real quick. I don't know what I'm talking about either.
I don't know. Yeah, I just went.
I see your face. I don't know what anyone's talking about. I don't even find it suggestive. Just looks like she's trying to push the wall down. She looks very strong. So there you go. That's Taylor. So the new album's coming out October 3rd. The website countdown was for merch, which as we found out after the fact, because we did all kinds of speculating yesterday, if it happens at 11 o'clock our time, it's merch. If it happens at 4 p.m. our time, it's an announcement. And if it happens at at 9 p.m. our time, it's a music release.
It's a new song.
Right. Mm-hmm. So luckily, I feel like we're in the know now.
From a Swiftie. He yes. knows. He's a big time fan.
Yeah. He is. I remember him saying that he would stream her nonstop, like on every possible device, even if it wasn't there, just like leave her on, let her get some money for that. And then he would buy multiple copies of every iteration of release that she would put out there.
Yeah.
Like all of it.
If we're talking about a
cassette, it was, you got it all.
Our former coworker Eddie, stopped working with us when the pandemic happened. And hasn't come back. I guess he had to go. You know, these records, all these multiple copies of all her records aren't free.
No.
You gotta get some money in
it's
order to be able
to be a true Swiftie.
Right. But he is.
And he managed to get both colors of, because there was a purple album, purple sparkly album. That's the one Jane got. That's the one Jane's going to, and Jane's giving away her own copy of this. She was lucky enough to get one Friday at 5 o'clock. You'll have a chance to win it. Make sure you're there. Will remind you a lot this week, I'm sure. But that's one of them. And then the other one is like a mint green. And it's the same. I think it's all the same artwork, but it was like sparkly green, sparkly mint green vinyl, or sparkly purple vinyl. So those are your available choices. Yes, Vinny.
I have a question for Bob.
Bob will know.
So you have a record player?
Yeah.
Oh,
if you didn't get one of these, it sounds like they're gone. They're saying here, these new vinyls are only available until August 20th or until they run out.
Oh, yeah. They sold out in an hour.
So that's
they're gone,
there's
yeah.
not going to be a reissue. This was not the first wave of this. They're saying while supplies last.
They're gone.
I wonder how many there were. Like, did she do 10,000? 100,000?
You know, it's really interesting to watch what the music business has become, because at one time you put everything in your life into creating a record, And then you got a lot of money back on that art you made. Mm. You got a percentage of the record sales, which were...
Every unit that sold was a little
change. And that doesn't happen at all anymore. So there's really not the same kind of money coming in that way. So it's about live shows. And I have a... There's a... I love... I like heavy metal. So yeah. I follow these other artists that... And they talk about how they are t-shirt salesmen. That's a big part of their money is the art they put into their merch.
Yep.
And their merch sales. And she's at the top of, obviously, the top of the food chain. So she's probably perfected it. She knows what she can print, what will sell. I'm sure she's got that all dialed.
Well, and she's one of the few people who I believe is still selling physical copies of her. People want that because she makes them collectible. And they're...
That's what I'm saying, though.
They're rabid.
Her store...
That is merch for her.
Yeah, her store is probably a big moneymaker.
Yeah.
Big time.
Well, even at... My son, Sean, just recently did a little tour in the Northwest over here. And even he is like... I got to sell t-shirts. I have actual physical CDs. I have stickers. Oh,
it's very much a part of the business.
He sets up a table and mm-hmm. sells that stuff. And he's like sitting there doing his inventory on it. Like, what did it cost me? And how much did I make off of each one? And it's great. I mean, and that's at the, you know, at the lowest of levels. You get to her level, she can't keep stuff in stock. I'm sure.
I think part of my point is, you know, for someone like Sean or even some of these metal bands, it's more of a DIY thing.
Yep.
I think she's got a full staff and they're running the Taylor Swift store.
It'd be really interesting.
The same way I used to run a surf shop and would go, I know I'll sell more of larges and this. And, you know what you're going to sell.
Right. Because you get stuck with the stuff you didn't.
Right.
Anyway, that was what it was. It was merch yesterday. It was these two albums. Were there other things still available on the, or was that the only thing they were selling yesterday?
That was the only thing.
Okay.
You can still pre-order a regular album.
So you're saying these are like just a special edition.
The Shiny Bug Collection.
They will sell as many of the regular old albums as they
I think so. And you know what? I suspect these won't be the last special editions either.
No way.
Mm. She is kind of the queen of, you know what I was thinking? What about a purple and green album? They'll be special editions. Okay, so there's that. Now, I wanted to tell you this story because I thought it was kind of cool. I did not realize Zoe Kravitz and Taylor Swift, they're super close. I have never seen, I have seen some pictures now, but I just had never even heard about her being in the Girl Squad, maybe because Zoe's actually busy. But she is saying, I heard the record. I heard it a while ago. She gives it 5 stars. Surprise. She says, I guess she was doing a junket for her new film, Caught Stealing. She did a movie. She's not in it. With her ex-boyfriend, Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum, right.
I was going to say Tatum O'Neal. I knew that wasn't right. Channing Tatum was a star of something called Blink Twice. And it's excellent. It's a horror movie, and it's twisted.
Oh, is this the one that was going to have that fun name, and they changed the name?
Yes.
Ah,
yeah.
I never saw it.
It's called Blink Twice, and it's they're on an island, and he's like a billionaire. So, and it happens on this island, and it's effing crazy and very disturbing. It's a very, very, I think about it a lot. And Zoe Kravitz was behind it. She directed it. So she's got this new film called Caught Stealing. So she's out there talking about it. And now that the album has been announced and all that, she's able to talk about it. And she says, it's fantastic, of course. No skips. The interviewer said, having no skips is pretty rare. And it is true. Like every record I've ever listened to in my life, there'll be one song. I'm like, I don't need to hear that one. I happen to know I love the next song after that. I'm going to skip this one. And Zoe says, for her, it's not. No skips.
All right.
She is 36, Zoe Kravitz, and Taylor is 35. They were first linked as friends when they were spotted grabbing dinner in New York City about 10 years ago. They have a pretty close relationship. They actually, quarantined together in 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic. They became each other's bubble. Kravitz also co-wrote Karma, the song Karma, K-A-R-M-A.
You know? I don't think I knew that.
Karma is my boyfriend coming home from me after he's been on the screen. I don't know the words.
No, that you nailed it.
So she co-wrote it with her. And they say here that Zoe Kravitz did backgrounds on Taylor's song Lavender Haze.
Well, we can't forget she is Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
That is true. She was bound to be talented. She also, I guess she went to some of the Eras stops. Looks like in London, maybe. And that's it. They're friends. There's a couple pictures of them in this particular story. I'm looking at page 6. But she got to listen first. I guess maybe all her friends got to. Maybe Selena will do a review pretty soon.
I saw a headline and didn't read it because I try not to trash myself when I'm not around you. I prefer you to tell me what I need to know. But the headline was Kravitz said, I destroyed Taylor Swift's house during the pandemic.
Oh, what did she say she did there?
I did not read it because I've been waiting for you to tell me about it. But I don't know if that what that means. Does that mean that she, you know,
vomited
farted
everywhere?
Yes.
I don't know about during the pandemic, but I saw a clip of her on Late Night.
Is that where it was from?
And she said she and her mom were staying at Taylor's house, I think during a fire evacuation.
Oh, that's what it was.
And,
okay.
And the mom brought her pet snake. I don't think Taylor was there.
No.
I think she was on tour. And the mom brought the pet snake and it got lost in the house. Or it went into like a little hole. Because it's an old grandmothery house.
Yikes.
An old grandmothery house with holes.
You know what I mean. It's got character. It's creepy.
It's an antique house.
Yeah.
Is it old? It's not a brand new. Okay.
It's got charm.
And a snake. So how did they destroy it? By tearing apart the walls to get at the snake?
You know what? I don't know. For all I know, the snake's still there.
No, they probably, I mean, most people don't like snakes.
Yeah.
And are going to be like, you're going to send someone in and I'm going to have to see a body.
Right. Find the snake. Use heat seeking technology and find that thing. Although actually, aren't they cold blooded? Wonder if they'd show up with heat seeking technology.
There are people.
There are
snake whisperers. Wranglers.
Sure, Taylor's got a snake guy.
Yeah. You might if you needed one. Okay, I'm completely out of time. I really didn't mean to spend the whole break on Taylor, but, well, them's the breaks. What do you got coming up?
Are you lying about your age a lot? Because it's going to backfire after these.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What? Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you like that song, Somber is the artist. And I just was reading a thing where they're going to be performing at the MTV VMAs in early September.
All right.
A little more on that in a bit. The countdown is on. Taylor. Hello, Swifties. Your chance to win a copy of Taylor's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, will happen this Friday at 5 p.m. in Jane's show. It's Jane. This is that special, sparkly, purple, completely gone vinyl copy of Taylor's latest. Be listening all week for info and listen at 5 o'clock this Friday to win.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank and its foundation are on a mission to make life better for all of us.
Nice.
Backing health, education, arts, and more. No wonder they're being celebrated as one of the Bay Area's top corporate philanthropists. Want to know how they're making waves in the community? Head to FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com today. Here's what's happening.
All right.
First of all, it's my kid's birthday. Happy birthday, Edie. Second of all, the high today will be in the low 80s, getting hotter tomorrow and Thursday. So we'll see 90.
But we're not looking at triple
digits. I have yet to see triple digits, but I felt it last night in bed. I woke up around midnight and went, it's warm in here.
It was really warm, like surprisingly warm yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So, and unlike you, I didn't get my air conditioning repaired in time, so I wasn't able to go, let me just make that freezing cold.
Freezing cold.
So get ready, all you people with the overnight fan. You know, the one that you turn on.
Yeah, crank that sucker up.
You're going to crank that sucker. Yeah. Oh, you know what? That thing's still fixed.
That's great.
It's unbelievable that all you have to do is wiggle something and it's fixed. Yeah. And I had sat with that for a year going, I better put earplugs in since I have to keep the fan on tonight.
Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, click, 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 click.
And it wasn't even on a, like, you know how sometimes if something's on a pattern, you can kind of groove with it? It wasn't even on a pattern, so I couldn't get.
Yeah.
Anyway. I wiggled my ceiling fan and the noise went away and it's been good ever since.
Why don't they just balance themselves out on their own?
The guy who put it in, I figured he put it in.
Yeah.
This must be what it does. I did also think maybe the oil inside will break down and suddenly it'll start to, it just needs to.
Sure.
It needs time.
Right. Yeah.
No, it needed a wiggle.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, if it makes the noise again, wiggle it again.
Oh, don't
Sometimes
worry.
Sometimes a housekeeper will come and upset the balance by actually cleaning the thing.
So I teased you with this, so here's where we begin.
All right.
In a new poll, almost 40% of people admit to lying about their age when meeting someone new.
Oh. Younger, I just round up now. I'm like, F it. I actually have to think about how old I am, so I just go, I'm 60.
Aren't you?
No.
How old are you?
I must be 58.
Oh. Okay.
Close enough, though, Like, yeah, this is 60.
In a new poll, 38% of people admit to lying about their age when meeting someone new, and 12% say they've cut more than 5 years off their actual age.
You know, I don't know if you can pull that at the older you get. I don't know. Although I suppose if I said any number in my 50s, maybe people would be like, well, you look good for 53 or whatever.
I think you'd pull 53.
Really?
You don't?
I don't really.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, I think once you get into that, you know, 45 to 65 range, you could fall anywhere in there.
That's true.
And people would be. And I also think now and days, if you meet someone older.
Yeah.
You might go, oh, they're 70 something. And they will tell you they're 80 something.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of people hitting the 80s now when, you know, I used to think 65. You're 1 foot in the grave.
Well, we were young then.
I know, but I'm just saying, and now I realize,
I got some 11 still to do.
Christina's mom is well over 80. I don't know how far over. I don't know the exact age.
She looks amazing.
And she's pulling it.
Yeah.
And she also goes out and does exercise and is staying busy, and you just go, dang.
Yeah.
She's got, and then, here's another thing. Let me ask you a question. I know that your parents are over 80.
No, my mom is turning 80 December 6th.
Okay. So you don't even want to think about or say out loud, and yet, how many more years do you get? 10? It's a weird thing to be 80 and going, I got 10 more years.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to even want to.
Well, Marianne says she's shooting for 100. So she always says, she's like, what? I've got 40 years left. And I think to myself, there's some years I don't want. Like I want.
Oh, well, right.
I want, how many good years do I have left? How many years do I have where I can still take care of my personal hygiene? How many years before I, you know, all my teeth fall out of my head?
Did Marianne ever smoke?
No, no. Marianne is a, she drinks, but she's like a very clean living person.
But, and when she drinks, how often is she the one that is on the bathroom floor by the toilet?
Not that often.
Oh, she doesn't do that often.
We call her hollow leg. She can drink all night long. And it's not like she would drive home or anything, but she's like, I'm totally fine. That girl can drink.
I did not expect to hear that.
I know. She's like, I've seen her lit a few times. But far fewer, like I'll drink way less than her and be like, blah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, men are about twice as likely as women to do it.
Lie about their age.
Now, there are risks. Most people, way more than half, say that it's a deal breaker if someone lies to them about their age, like as you're getting to know them. And,
oh, you mean in a romantic way?
Yes. In a dating scenario, if someone completely lies to you and then you think they're
45 and they're 55.
Right.
And you're 29.
I just think that I can see that. It's you're starting out. Yes, Bob.
Oh no, I just have a little story on this topic.
Yeah, let me hear it.
I caused a breakup on a double date because of this topic.
Oh my God.
I was on a double date with a friend I've had for many years. It was Susan and I and this friend and in a relationship he'd been in for like a year. And I asked his girlfriend how old she was. She said like 28 or whatever. I found out the next day that she lied. She was actually in her 30s and he had been on her about lying about her age and that he couldn't trust her if she kept lying about it. And so he broke up with her that night after our date.
So she lies to you about being 28 instead of 33
exactly.
or whatever. And he's like,
that's it.
You're a liar.
Stop lying to my friends.
Be with a liar.
I felt so bad.
But you shouldn't though, because that is.
No, you know what? I didn't.
That is like, those are foundational questions. Mm-hmm. And those are things that some people would make a decision about based on, like, for example, if you're someone who wants to hang for, in your head, 5 years before you even think about kids. But this lady who's been lying to you and saying she's 31 and it turns out she's 38, Now you're changing the whole relationship.
Yeah.
Course.
Timeline.
Timeline.
That's interesting. I didn't even think about that, the whole biological clock thing.
That's a big, in my opinion, that's a big part of it. Yeah. And certainly I could see where some guys who didn't settle down way into their 40s are now looking for someone who's in a window that would want to have kids. I don't know. Like, all that stuff plays a role in the early days of a relationship. You're making decisions based on the info you're given. Aren't you? Well, you don't,
sure. Absolutely.
You don't remember.
Yeah.
You've been John forever.
I wonder about that. Like, would I give a, if somebody lied about their age? Like, I feel like that's one of the, a lot of people do that. I don't know if it would, if I found out later, I'd be like, oh my God, you're such a liar. But then I'd be like, oh, well.
I think I'd be kind of skeeved out because why, especially if it was someone I was seeing, absolutely not. That's so weird.
Oh.
It's just so bizarre.
You like if they lied to be closer to your age or?
Whatever the reason, it probably is a, you don't feel like you're at your, where you're supposed to be in life based off of your age. I'm assuming that's why the 40% of people are lying about it.
It's crazy.
But I don't know. Therapy.
Yeah. What if someone lied to you about their age? Like they were, let's say you were 28 and they were 38 and they found out you were 28 and they're like, oh, I'm 34.
No.
And then, no, but hold on. So then now, now you think you're dating a 34-year-old and a little bit of time goes by and the guy goes, listen, I want to tell you something. I actually feel like I'm catching feelings here. Like I need to come clean. I lied about my age because I didn't want you to feel uncomfortable with the age gap. But I'm actually 38 and I am terribly sorry, but I would like this to continue. And I don't want to start the whole thing on a lie.
That sounds really responsible and ding, ding. Yeah.
Oh, so if you don't find out on your own somehow, or they don't, you know.
Right. Okay. Right. It's right. Not the crime. It's the cover-up, Sarah.
Oh.
Mm.
Well, it's also kind of the crime.
It's kind of the crime.
If you come clean.
It's the whole thing, though. Like, if someone finds something out and they're like, you know, oh, I'm so sorry I lied. It's like, you're sorry you got caught.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's better. Like, if you thought you were, there was something with you, then just, so you're saying if he came clean, you'd definitely consider that to be like, okay, we're straight. Maybe, if it was delivered.
Yeah, the way you delivered it was very romantic, honestly.
Oh, because I was catching feelings.
Yeah.
No. Oh. Sarah knows how to talk to the ladies.
I should have been a guy.
She was batting her eyelashes while she was saying it, too.
You wish.
I know. I'd be a wrangler.
What?
I know how to wrangle that thing.
You mean you're...
Mm-hmm.
Well... You deserve to be cursed with a small one the way you've treated some of the men in the world. You don't know.
I just wouldn't.
You don't know.
Huge.
You don't know. That's the point.
Yeah.
And you truly don't know.
No, like, I do know because I've probably been a dude in other lives. So.
And I was other lives.
Yes, all my other lives. Masterful with it.
You think this is your first life as a woman?
No.
Oh.
I don't believe in reincarnation. I was being funny.
Oh, well, I was just going along with it. Sorry to yes and you.
You do believe?
I got to dry.
Do you believe in it?
Not explicitly, but I like to think about it. Sometimes I meet people and I'm like, I've known you before.
Oh. We do get those feelings. I always think like deja vu is a weird, like it's hard to even describe what deja vu is. Like you've been there before. You've felt that before. Like something just feels like, it feels surreal. Like what's something like that? And it is an infinite universe. Anything's possible.
It's so possible.
You'd have a tiny one. Trust me.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're wrong.
You know what I think is it super interesting for guys, and just because I had no clue. I don't know if dudes, young dudes, if part of the maturity and puberty process is sharing and comparing just to get an idea.
Oh.
But I never did that. So I never knew at all where I fit in, and porn wasn't accessible with a clickety click.
But these days, the kids can see they all can the see, porn
well,
they want.
And what they see will scare them. They'll certainly go, well, no.
Well, I'll never show this to anybody.
Right.
And it's probably normal size. They're like, well, I mean, I've seen the monsters.
That's, well, right.
On TV.
But you just don't know.
Right.
There's no, I've never seen one of those. Mm. I mean, other than the one I've seen.
Right.
Not in person. How would I know?
Well, if you're a kid these days, you just look it up. What's the average size?
Right.
Show me images.
Listen to this. This is from the Merck News this morning. And there's not a long story to it. They still have a lot of studies to do, but pardon me. And I think Viagra started this way. Didn't Viagra start out as heart medicine and then became what we know it to
be? The side effect was very consistently this other thing.
Right. New missions for GLP-1 drugs. Treating alcoholism and smoking.
How interesting.
Studies have found that semaglutide, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay. The chemical in Ozempic reduced alcohol intake, binge drinking, and relapse.
Oh. There's all kinds of stuff that they're coming up with for this because it was a dietary, it was a diabetic, diabetes medicine.
They say the blockbuster drugs designed to control diabetes, now also widely used to help overweight people shed pounds, is now showing great promise for tackling other prickly health problems, treating alcoholism and perhaps smoking and other substance abuse problems.
Incredible.
Could be a game changer.
Because you just wouldn't want to?
I don't know. I mean, I think
how
that
interesting.
If you could do something to cure more people, that would be great.
Yeah.
There are people on the streets who can't, they are chronically alcoholic. They just cannot quit. They don't, whether it's something in them that they don't want to believe, you know, follow the steps needed in order to get whatever it is. If you could do something to get them straight, they could they're right now, they're a hostage. The alcoholics living on the street who are just chronically alcoholic.
A victim of their addiction.
They are a hostage. And if they could get something that could set them free and they could go to work and be counted on and go apologize to a lot of the people they've let down and become part of, that'd be amazing.
It would be.
So go GLP-1 drugs. I hope it works.
I was reading a thing where it can help with arthritis too. Like people who have really bad rheumatoid arthritis have experienced relief with it. Yeah.
A texter says they also help with the size of your, you know.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Makes it bigger. You haven't heard this?
No. Oh. What?
Are they just joking?
No, that's a thing people are saying.
Oh. Why are they saying that though?
I don't know.
I have heard that if you lose weight, it helps it like
look bigger.
I don't know. You can actually see it again.
I don't know. I had not heard that.
No.
Huh.
Someone else said everyone they know who's on it has stopped drinking, even if that's not the reason they took it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
You just don't want it anymore, I guess.
Seriously, that I already said it. There are people who are so chronically addicted. They've tried, they can't, they've just given up. Maybe they don't believe in themselves anymore and they've just decided, this is who I am. I live on the street and I beg for dollars and then whatever I get, I spend on booze. And now they could be set free. What a miracle.
Cardiovascular benefits, neurological and psychological benefits.
Maybe I should get on it.
Kidney and liver benefits.
My doctor was like, do you just want to be on the drugs? Is that it? And I was like, no, I don't.
Lowered cancer risk signals, better fertility outcomes, improved sleep apnea.
This is all from GLP-1s.
I just asked ChatGPT.
It's a miracle.
It could be lying.
Yeah. And my wiener grew too? That's what you meant, right?
Yeah.
Huh? I really don't want to be on it.
Why?
Why not? I don't want to be on it. I consider myself by design a healthy living person. Mm-hmm. I like to exercise. I don't want to be married to some drug. I just don't seem to, at this moment in time, have time for myself that I would usually put towards exercise. Mm. I got to go get stuff for Taco Tuesday tonight.
Oh. Taco Tuesday.
It's my kid's birthday and she wants Taco Tuesday. You know what I mean? Like, that's my life. I got to take her to gymnastics and then I got to make Taco Tuesday.
I think there's the stigma that it's cheating or it's the easy way out. And I don't think we should look at it like that.
I don't think we should be anti looking at it like that. I don't think that. I do think that once you're on it, that becomes the way you take care of your problem. And I don't want to be married to it. I don't want to spend the money on it. And I don't want to be like, I got to stay on this. Because I've started this thing and now I'm stuck on it. Mm. I don't even really like food. Like, how did I gain 10 extra pounds? I don't even like food.
Menopause.
Whatever.
There's a thing that happens, like when your whole metabolism changes and you pack it on. Like, well, I don't want to say anybody's name, but I know someone who used it because they had been like the same weight their whole life. Put on about 25, 30 pounds and did everything to try to get off of it. 6 weeks after they got on one of them, they were like back down to fighting weight, got off of it and maintained.
Oh, that's great.
Mm.
That's a really good story. No, I mean, I sit there. You're like this too. I'll be at the dinner table and I will watch my wife taking pieces of food from different spots and I just have to laugh out loud. Like,
she's crafting the perfect bite.
It's full LOL moment when she's sitting there going, let me put a little of this. And she's what you just said. I can't even say it out loud. It's so embarrassing.
Don't you do that. Like, I think that the perfect example of this is Thanksgiving, where you've got all these things you want to eat on your plate. So you take a little bit of turkey, you smear on a little bit of mashed potato, and then you can press a little bit of stuffing into that. And then a tiny little bit of cranberry sauce and... Oh, little bite of heaven.
No, I don't do that. You know what I like to do though?
I'm done. Put
everything in a bowl and eat with a spoon.
Oh boy.
I mean, you could say it's crafting the perfect bite.
You know, maybe you should try like Ozempic or something, because then it'd just be like, you wouldn't even have to worry about this thing you hate doing. You'd be like, ah, I'm not hungry.
Don't you ever think about, oh God, I got to feed myself. What can I eat?
No,
you don't ever...
I go, I wonder what I'm going to have tonight. What are you in the mood for? Oh, me too. Okay, let's walk down to the store and let's get a few things. Oh, this sounds so good. Yum. Oh my God, I've always wanted to make this. Look at this.
We're beyond late.
We are. Goodbye.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.